Everybody. Beautiful day, isn't it? This is the day the Lord has made. Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Well, today's Torah portion, I'm going to be reading from Genesis chapter 2 and starting in verse 4. And this is the account of the heavens and the earth being made and man. It starts out, "This is the account of the heavens and the earth when they were created. When the Lord made the earth and the heavens, and no shrub of the field had yet appeared on the earth, and no plant of the field had yet sprung up. For the Lord God had not rained on the earth, and there was no man to work the ground." Father, thank you for your word. I ask you just to bless it. Bless this account of you creating Adam and Eve. And thank you, Lord, for the second Adam, Yeshua, Jesus, that came to die for our sins. And even though we are like the first Adam, that we still make mistakes and we fall short of your glory at times, that we can lean and rely upon what Yeshua, Jesus, did on the cross for our sins and have atonement. Thank you, Lord, for that. Thank you for blessing the rest of your word. In Yeshua's name, amen. And then in verse 6, it goes on and says, "But the streams came up from the ground and watered the whole surface of the ground." Funny, you know, engineers, it's amazing what they can do with computers and small little cell phones that have everything in them. And here we see God, just a little slice of his creativity, not just the universe that man can't measure. And the Bible says that God set a tent out and put the universe in a tent. But man can't find the end of the tent. And here is the Lord just designing the earth where the water comes out of the ground and waters all the plants and the trees and things like that. And the streams come from out of the ground. And so the Lord God conformed man from the dust, from the ground, and breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. And the man became a living being. Just like when Jesus died for our sins. His Ruach HaKodesh, his Holy Spirit, was left behind for that anybody that would believe in him, that he was the sacrificial lamb, the Son of God, that we could breathe in by faith, believing that he was sufficient for all of our sins and become a new living being. We call that the new man instead of our old nature. So anyway, then it goes on in verse 8. It says, "Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east in Eden, and there he put the man he had formed. And the Lord God made all kinds of trees grow out of the ground, and trees that were pleasing to the eye and good for food. But in the middle of the garden, where the tree of life was, the tree of knowledge of good and evil," that's where the Lord put it. And I'm going to skip down to verse 15, it says, "The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." And then "And the Lord God commanded the man, 'You are free to eat anything from the tree of the garden, but you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die.'" "So the Lord God said, 'It is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper suitable for him.'" So now isn't that neat? The Lord cares about our needs. He knows how we're made. He knows. "So now the Lord God had formed out of the ground all the beasts of the field and the birds in the air, and he brought them to man, and man named them all. And it said that Adam, there was no suitable helper for Adam, though. And so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. As a single man, I pray that God would just put me to sleep and not worry about that, you know? And just remember that he put him to sleep. He wasn't going around looking and dating and, he just trusted the Lord and went to sleep, and the Lord, ba-boom. And while he was sleeping, he took one of man's ribs and closed it up, the place in the flesh. And then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man. And he brought her to him, and the man said, "This is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she came taken out of man." So, for this reason, a man will leave his father and his mother and be united to his wife, and they will become one flesh. The man and his wife were both naked, but they felt no shame. In our lives, there's things that we have done that the enemy would love to keep reminding us of, to make us like walk around without being able to look people in the eye. But because of Jesus, that is gone. And we don't have to listen to that anymore. We can accept his breastplate of righteousness and walk in his righteousness, not our own goodness, not trying to be a good Christian or a good believer, but just to walk in Christ, to walk in his Spirit, surrendering and committing our day to him. The other day I read something and it said to walk in his chosen way. So I said, "Lord, help me to walk in your chosen way and to fear you only, like your word says." Amen. I went out and everything went wrong. Everything. I mean, I was just starting to laugh going, "This is your chosen way? Lord, it doesn't seem like your I thought your chosen way would be like la-di-da-da-da-da-da, and I'd get a ton of things done on my list. But I'm not even done with the first thing yet. It's like 4 hours and things keep breaking and falling over, and I got to go back to this and get this and go." And I met some woman coming out of a store, and she had this big glow and smile on her face, and I knew she was a believer. So I just said hello to her and said I could see Christ in her, and she said, "Yep, the Lord told me just to smile to everybody." And so anyway, I told her about that chosen way thing, and I said, "I don't care. I don't care if I get hit by a train. As long as it's his chosen way, then that's the best way. You know, better is one day in the house of the Lord than 1,000 years elsewhere." Amen. So, Father, I praise you and thank you for your chosen way for all of us. Thank you for bringing us mates. And for those that are single, Lord, thank you for being our comforter, our helper until then. Until we see you face to face, or until you change it. But Lord, thank you for keeping us asleep in that area, just to trust you and be about your business, whether married or not. In Jesus' name, amen. Shabbat shalom.